Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Danielle Towns Invested is a personal finance and investing memoir that combines a beginner's education in value investing with an account of confronting anxiety about money. So written with her father, investor, and author Phil Town, the book follows Towns' year-long effort to move from avoiding financial language and stock market decisions to developing a disciplined process for researching individual. Its instructional core draws on the value investing tradition associated with Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, but its distinctive emphasis is psychological fear. Uncertainty and distrust can prevent people from acting even when financial information is available. Organized as a 12-month learning program, the book introduces readers to business quality, competitive advantages, management, financial metrics, valuation, and buying during periods of market pessimism. It is not a neutral survey of all investing approaches. It advocates a particular active stock selection method. Its purpose is to make that method feel usable to readers who have felt intimidated by finance and who want a structured route toward greater financial agency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 12-month practice turns investment theory into a repeatable routine. Invested frames learning to invest as a practice rather than as a one-time transfer of expert knowledge. Its month-by-month structure matters because it gives beginners a sequence: first reduce the intimidation surrounding money, then learn how to understand businesses, assess their numbers, estimate value, and eventually make a purchase decision. This design addresses a common gap in personal finance writing. Readers may understand that long-term investing is desirable, yet still lack a process for deciding what to study, what questions to ask, and when they know enough to act. Towns' experience supplies a novice's perspective on that gap, including uncertainty and resistance, rather than presenting analysis as effortless. The approach is especially aligned with active, individual stock investing, where confidence should come from documented research rather than from market predictions or tips. A staged program also encourages readers to develop habits reading company material, recording an investment rationale, and revisiting assumptions. The book's limitation is that a calendar format can feel slower or more repetitive than a compact technical guide, and it does not eliminate the work required to interpret financial information. Yet its practical contribution is to turn a broad aspiration, learn investing, into smaller, ordered tasks. For readers immobilized by complexity, that structure is part of the argument, not merely a presentation device. Secondly, the circle of competence limits analysis to businesses a reader can explain. A central rule, #1 principle in the book is the circle of competence investors should focus on businesses whose products, economics, customers, and competitive conditions they can understand well enough to explain plainly. The principle is not an instruction to buy familiar brands automatically. Familiarity with a product may be a useful starting point, but the relevant question is whether the investor can make a defensible judgment about how the company earns money, what could disrupt it, and why customers or suppliers would continue to choose it. This boundary is designed to curb overconfidence. Public markets provide abundant data and commentary, which can create the illusion that every listed company is analyzable by every investor. Town instead emphasizes narrowing the field before applying valuation formulas. Within that field, readers are encouraged to look for a durable moat, meaning an advantage that helps protect the business from competition over time. A moat can make historical results more informative, though it is never a guarantee that future results will match the past. The discipline has a practical implication, saying, "I do not know" is a valid investment conclusion. By placing comprehension before action, the book treats avoidance of unsuitable opportunities as an important form of risk and control. That focus differentiates research from mere information consumption. Thirdly, business quality is tested through moats, management, and the Big Four measures. Town presents stock selection as the evaluation of an underlying business rather than the pursuit of a moving ticker price. The framework asks whether a company has a meaningful mission, a durable competitive moat, capable management, and financial evidence that its advantages are producing results. Management analysis includes considering whether executives behave like owners, communicate candidly with shareholders, and allocate capital with discipline. Such qualitative assessment is necessarily imperfect, so the book pairs it with attention to recurring financial measures. It often cited Big Four are return on equity, free cash flow, sales growth, and earnings per share growth. The aim is to find a record of relatively consistent, healthy growth, commonly described in the rule #1 approach as roughly 10% or better, rather than to treat one strong quarter as proof of quality. These numbers are useful because they illuminate different aspects of a company profitability on shareholder capital, cash generation, expansion of the business, and growth attributable to each share. Still, the book's checklist should not be applied mechanically. Accounting measures can be affected by debt, share repurchases, acquisitions, and temporary business conditions. Past growth does not ensure future growth. The value of the framework lies in connecting metrics to a business explanation. Strong figures are most meaningful when the investor can identify the economic advantage and management decisions that plausibly support them. Fourthly, sticker price and margin of safety separate a good company from a good purchase. Invested stresses a basic value investing distinction. A wonderful business is not automatically a worthwhile investment at any price. The book calls an estimate of a company's reasonable intrinsic value its sticker price, then seeks a lower purchase price that creates a margin of safety. This gap is meant to compensate for the unavoidable uncertainty in estimating future cash generation, growth, and business durability. The method changes the investor's question from whether a stock is rising or popular to whether the market price is sufficiently below a carefully reasoned estimate of value. The rule #1 approach also highlights an event, a temporary, understandable setback that causes market fear and can push the shares of a strong business downward. Examples may include disappointing results, a scandal, or broader economic stress. But the decisive issue is whether the harm is reversible and the company's long-term economics remain intact. This is a demanding judgment, not a rule to buy every falling stock. A low price can reflect a genuinely damaged business, while a valuation calculation can be wrong because its assumptions are too optimistic. Accordingly, the book's valuation framework depends on the earlier work of understanding the company, its moat, and its financial history. Margin of safety is presented as protection against error, not as a promise of a favorable outcome. Lastly, emotional discipline is treated as an investing skill rather than an afterthought. The book's most distinctive contribution is its sustained attention to the emotional obstacles surrounding investing. Town begins from fear and avoidance rather than pretending that a beginner simply needs more terminology. That perspective leads to what the book describes as an emotional rule of investing: a share price may decline after purchase, and the investor must distinguish normal volatility from evidence that the original thesis has failed. The appropriate response is neither stubbornness nor panic. It is to return to the research, examine whether the business and valuation assumptions remain sound, and revise the decision when facts warrant it. This discipline is closely tied to the idea of anti-fragility, building a financial approach that can withstand uncertainty instead of relying on constant prediction or emotional comfort. The book also links money decisions to autonomy. Financial freedom is framed not only as accumulating assets, but as reducing dependence on an exhausting or unwanted career path and making choices more consistent with personal. That broader framing helps explain why its memoir elements occupy substantial space. They make the psychological cost of financial avoidance visible. At the same time, readers should separate the useful lesson, "Create rules before emotions intensify," from any implication that emotional resolve can overcome weak analysis. Calmness is valuable only when paired with adequate diversification, realistic risk tolerance, and continued scrutiny of the investment case. In conclusion, Invested is best suited to people who are new to individual stock investing, especially those who have postponed learning because financial terminology, market volatility, or fear of making an irreversible mistake feels overwhelming. It can also help readers who already know the broad case for long-term investing but have not developed a repeatable process for researching a company and documenting a purchase. Decision. Its practical benefit is the translation of value investing ideas into an accessible sequence: stay inside a circle of competence, assess a moat and management, inspect key financial measures, estimate intrinsic value, and require a margin of safety. Its intellectual benefit is the insistence that decision-making errors are often emotional and procedural, not merely mathematical. Readers seeking advanced accounting analysis, a comprehensive comparison of passive and active strategies, or a guarantee of market-beating returns will need more specialized and more skeptical sources alongside it. The book stands out within personal finance literature because it does not present financial confidence as an instant result of adopting expert rules. Instead, it shows a beginner working through resistance while learning a specific value investing framework from Phil Town. The father-daughter dialogue and memoir structure make the material more approachable than many technical investing manuals. While the 12-month format gives it more operational shape than purely inspirational money books, its strongest use is as a starting framework for deliberate research, not as a substitute for independent judgment, diversification decisions, or awareness of the risks of active stock selection. If you would like to support Danielle Town, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.